Hello, everyone. Hello, Paul. It's good to be back.
It is indeed, had been a long time, right?
Yeah, this summer was longer than I anticipated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to a new episode, a new special episode of this podcast, European Stories from Union of Volunteers. We hope you had a long and relaxing summer as we did. You could travel a little bit safely, hopefully. And now, in the next few episodes, we're going to have four special episodes regarding two events that we're going to be attending later this month and early October. So, I would like to announce that our podcast, and thank you for every listener and everyone that tuned in and all the participants. Yeah, the podcast won the European Charlemagne Youth Prize. We applied for it early this month and we've been selected to represent Sweden. And yeah, thank you. I would like to let Paula introduce you or explain to you what this prize is all about. So yeah, you have the floor now.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's amazing that we won a prize with the podcast. I never imagined that. And yeah, let's explain just a bit what is the European Youth Charlemagne Prize. So actually, there's the Youth Prize and there's also the normal, let's say normal European Charlemagne Prize. It's a prize which is given by the German city of Aachen. Aachen is in the western part of Germany, close to the Dutch border. And it's called, in German, it's called Karlspreis, actually, because it refers to a king in the medieval age. He was the King Charlemagne. He's buried in Aachen, and he was considered the most or one of the most important rulers during the medieval age. And the first time this prize was given was in 1950 to actually one guy, Kuhnhofen Kalergi. Maybe you know him, or I don't know. I know him because I'm studying political science, but he was quite important. He started after the First World War, he started the first pan-European movement. So if you study about it, then you will get to know him.
So he's one of the early Europeans out
Yeah,
there.
exactly. And I think it still exists, this pan-European movement, but right, it had been one of the ground stones for then further developments, I guess. And yeah, this Charlemagne Prize was already given to nowadays very famous and yeah influencing persons like Konrad Adenauer, the German one of the German chancellors, also Angela Merkel, who is now stepping down, by the way, with the new German elections.
And we're just recording this episode as the results are coming in. It's a nerve-wracking moment in terms of future of the European
It
Union,
is.
but hopefully we'll get something done.
She won, for example, also this Charlemagne Prize, and also Václav Havel, former president of Czech Republic, and many, many other politicians like Emmanuel Macron. And in this year, actually, it's the Romanian president, Klaus Iohannis. He won, or he is winning, this Charlemagne Prize for his engagement in upholding European values and the rule of law in his government.
You might be asking, like our listeners might be asking, like, how do we relate to all of this? Like, how do we enter in this story, Paula?
True. How do we enter that? Yeah, because this was about the normal Charlemagne Prize with just a political prize, actually. And in 2008, the organizers of this prize and the European Parliament, they jointly created a youth edition for this prize. And so there's existing also the European Charlemagne Youth Prize. And this prize actually honors people or projects of young people who promote and develop European identity. So this can be any kind of projects, like buddy programs for refugees, for example, was a previous winner, or the role play for European Parliament, board games, understanding populism, like really anything which is related to Europe and European values. And apparently our podcast fits very well into these criteria. So we were elected for the Swedish National Charlemagne Prize. And why Sweden, Jose?
Yeah.
Why, I mean, I'm from Germany, you're from Portugal, but why Sweden though?
Well, we're from those are our nationalities, but we're really Europeans in the end of the day. And as European that I feel like Sweden was my home country for 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, most of this podcast was recorded there And if it wasn't for the listeners in Sweden and for my time there, probably this would have never happened. So yeah, it's good to be representing Sweden and a country that gave me so much already.
And what is actually about? I mean, now we were selected for the Swedish national part of this prize, but what do we do? I mean, there's an event, oh, you said in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. So now we're, as you mentioned, like we're going to Aachen, right? And or you are going to Aachen. You're going to represent our European Solidarity Network podcast team. And among the 27 projects that were selected, three will be awarded a monetary prize. So we'll see if we win that. Maybe not, but I mean, as we said, and the title says, we are already winners. Like, it's really a privilege to be there already and to be recognized. So, yeah, I guess we can hear more from you once you're there.
Yes, I mean, I will go pretty soon. I think when we publish this episode, I might be already on my way to Aachen. And it's going to be also the joint award ceremony of the prizes from 2021 and 2020. And since like last year had to be postponed due to COVID restrictions. And so we're going to be a lot, like I think around 60 young people will be there in Aachen. And at the same time, actually, the like normal European Chairman Prize award ceremony is going on. So it will be at the same time. And it's great also to meet like other young people and listen about their projects. I already had a look at those and it's like really amazing. I can't wait to meet them. And of course, I'm also taking the microphone with me. So I will get some interviews, I hope, and get some impressions from this time in Aachen.
Yeah, please do. I mean, I really wish I could go there and could be there, but I'm really far away at the moment. But yeah, please bring bring new projects on the table. Tell our listeners what good things are being done here in this continent. I will be curious to hear more from you.
We will do another episode just about this. So then you have the full length about it. And yeah, let's see. I'm super curious. I can't wait to meet other young people, hear their inspiring projects. Also now after COVID times, maybe to meet people in person again. Luckily, like the situation at the moment, it allows it to travel. And yeah, so I'm super excited. And I will then just hear you at the next episode, I guess, when we report about it, right?
Yeah, thank
So
you.
this is just our little announcement. Thanks for tuning in again for the first episode after this long summer. And we will hear us pretty soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in and see you later.
And for updates, don't forget to check our Instagram channel. I think I will post some nice pictures
Yeah,
in there.
and leave us a review as well. Not that we have the prize, but I mean, reviews always help.
Yeah, that's true. Okay then. So thanks and hear you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.